Hello and welcome to the Joygasm Effect podcast, where you'll find soul conversations to inspire your soul, your dreams, and your life. I'm your host, Kerry Waring, and I'm super excited to be here with you today, bringing you our very first episode. And what a pertinent time at the beginning of 2017 as it is. New beginnings all round. In today's episode, I'm going to share a little about myself and how I came to be a soul coach and medium. Then I'm going to have a very interesting story for you about why I chose the Joygasm Effect in my own personal life before bringing you this podcast series. And being that we are in the first week of 2017, let's also delve a little into some of the energy and insights that 2017 has in store for us. How's that sound? So a little about me. And firstly, my spiritual awakening occurred back in 1996, and that was really as a result of grief. I'd lost my brother to suicide. He took his own life in 1995, and he was my only sibling. And during that grief experience, a friend suggested I read The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Now, if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend that you do. For me, it was very much a moment that just changed my life completely. I think I read that book in about 3 days, and I got to the end of it and just knew that it contained the meaning of life for me. If you haven't read it, it's a spiritual novel, a novel, a fictional story, but written with spiritual undertones. So each chapter has a meaning, and it spoke about things like everything is energy. It spoke about the meaningful coincidences. It spoke about being able to see auras and how that everyone that you connect with in life has some purpose for being there. And I know for me that it really just opened a door for me, and I'm so grateful that I came across that book and that James Redfield wrote that book for all of us. Nearly 21 years ago, it was a relatively new book. These days it's a classic, so I highly recommend you find it. It'll be in any of your good bookstores, as well as on Amazon, of course. From that moment, I guess, what happened for me is I very much very quickly committed very strongly to living from the soul and from awakening the spirit within me. And that led me on a path of unfolding my mediumship. And, for 18, 20 years, developing mediumship and working professionally as a medium was very much a focus. Now, I have to explain to you that before reading that book, there were no signs at all that I had any mediumship capability whatsoever. I wasn't someone that as a child saw dead people. I didn't make premonitions. I didn't have anything really going on that would indicate that I had any psychic ability whatsoever. I think the only time that I can remember is a dream when I was about 18, of a guy that I was seeing at the time playing up on me, and the dream became a reality basically, and that's really the only time that I can think about anything that indicated any sense of psychic awareness at some point that before the time of reading the Celestine Prophecy. You know, one of the things that I did learn was that you can learn to awaken that within your soul. And I'm a big believer in that. And I guess that's from my own experiences. I believe that we all have it, that the all soul is inherently capable of it. It's just like anything, where you focus your attention, where you learn and develop it. It's the same as, whether you're a musician, whether you're an artist, you give it that love and attention and it becomes more ingrained in who you are. It becomes a deeper part of who you are, and you learn to nurture it and bring it out in you. And that's been my journey over the last 21 years. You know, fast forward through all that time, and I have a fairly successful business over the time where I have taught and mentored a lot of people to develop their mediumship and their psychic abilities, and many of them are all working professionally in some capacity. In recent years, my life has taken, and my work, my soul work has taken a little bit of change in direction. I'm finding that my abilities are now really focusing more on a greater depth of the soul of who we are and how we live our lives. And really, I found that an ability to tap into and understand how the soul creates and manifests with the universe. And I do believe that as souls that we have a pre-birth plan, that there is a soul's plan that we come in and incarnate into this world with, that our circumstances that we find in our life, you know, our life design basically is, you know, why I live here in Australia, why am I female, why do I have the family dynamics that I do, the financial circumstances, all of those things are pertinent and important and really designed to support the soul purpose that I've incarnated with. So I believe in all of that, and over the last, you know, 4 years or so, I've really been able to develop the ability to tap in and receive that information and really help people unfold how they manifest intuitively in this world and really help people tap into their soul and uncover that information for themselves. And that's what you'll find a lot of my work is about. It is about living from the soul with love and joy and consciously co-creating with the universe. I do that for myself every day. It's a passion, and it's a passion for me to be able to help you do that. So why joy? Why joy? So I have got a bit of a story to share with you. So, and because I know I share my personal stories based on the idea that I believe there's something in them for you, that in some way something will resonate, something will highlight it. And I'm a big believer in keeping it real, breaking it down. And, you know, my journey is not too different to yours, you know. So I'm just a big believer in that, in my sharing my personal stuff, that you'll gain from that in some way. So this story probably happened, I think it was about 3.5 years ago or so, and I had spent, you know, the best part of 20 years self-healing, you know, focusing on my mediumship, developing my mediumship. And then at some point I did unfold and was learning and being guided to gain knowledge on how we manifest, on how we, the law of attraction and all of those principles, and how we attract things in our life. And for about 5 years of that learning, one of the big focuses had been on increasing my abundance, increasing my wealth, you know, changing my positive mindset. So throughout all of that time, there had been a lot of growth and a lot of learning. There certainly had been a lot of self-healing in regards to my past. There'd been a shift and a change in my mindset to a more positive mindset, and really letting go of a lack mindset, a lack thereof, and really trying to manifest from that place and really shifting into a space of gratitude and a more positive mindset, which, as we all know, is a very popular form of learning and does have its benefits. And I know with all of that, I certainly found more peace within me. Was I, however, actually changing and creating a more abundant lifestyle, a more freedom-designed lifestyle, the lifestyle that I wanted, where I was more free to be who I am, more free to experience financial freedom, you know, so that the money was there so when I wanted to do something. And it wasn't from a selfish perspective. It was really from a perspective that if I had the freedom with my financial resources, it meant I could do more of my soul's work. It meant I could, it means I can help more people. You know, whether it's because I'm freeing my time and not having to work in a permanent job, whether it's because I have money to put into resources to be able to reach more people. That was the driving force more than anything. And then on top of that, being able to do more with my family and being able to create a lifestyle that was just free of that pressure. And I'd spent a lot of years really focused on that and trying to fix that problem, you know. And I guess, you know, if you could see me, I'm sitting here doing air quotation marks around fix, you know, if I could fix that problem. Anyway, I'd spent a lot of years working on that, and it was really a very emotional time for me. And there was one day where I'd really, probably like the upteenth time, I'd gotten down on my knees with the universe. I was out on my morning walk, and I was in a painful time. You know, I was really down on my knees, and I just really had had enough. And I'm sure you can relate. Whether it's about money, whether it's about your wealth and abundance, your financial situation, it doesn't really matter what it is. But I know at some point all of us get in that space where we're just on our knees looking for answers. Anyway, I was crying, reaching out to the universe, and really sort of, again, just I'd had enough. I'm on my knees. And being that I'm a medium, you know, I just need to remind you that a little bit. I could clairvoyantly see that my guidance source had sent an angel. They'd sent an angel to work me and forgive me for my intolerance, but I'd had enough, and I really had was in a space of where I just said, I don't need a friggin' angel. You know, mind you, my words are a little bit more stronger than that. I don't need an angel. I don't need healing. I need resolution. That is what I needed. And so, of course, you know, the angel actually went off. She went off very quickly. And she brought about another spirit for me, which for those of you in the mediumship world, this spirit was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And he just calmed me down and talked me through it and basically was saying to me that I needed to experience life in a way. I needed to see it for myself with more joy and love, and that's what I needed to do. And I know very quickly, within the space of the next couple of weeks, I'd really got to a place where I had just decided to let go of the struggle. I decided to give it all up. I decided to just go, you know what? I'm tired of this looking within and trying to fix everything. I'm tired of looking for those answers within there when ultimately, yes, I feel more at peace, but I certainly felt that I was just going round and round in circles. And every time I looked within, I was going to find a problem. There was no doubt about it. I was going to find something that needed to be fixed. Whereas I really just took a shift at that time that said, there is nothing that needs to be fixed. There is no lesson here that I need to keep learning. There is no... Sometimes those lessons just create a struggle where we don't need a struggle. And so I really made a choice to go, hey, you know what? Enough of that old style spiritualist teaching, that old style spiritual teaching that says we are here to learn lessons and that we are here to grow from those experiences, and we need to be looking within to fix those things. Because what that does is tells us that we're less than. And that's not true. What we need to do is go, hey, I'm here to experience the fullest expression of who I am in the experience of love and joy. And it's in that fullest expression of who I am that I'll grow into that, that I'll grow into that with love and joy. And it's in that journey that I continue to grow, that I continue to expand my awareness and my consciousness and continue to grow into the greatest expression of who I am in the likeness of the divine. And that's the choice I made back then, was to let go of seeing myself as less than and really choosing to experience myself through the experience of love and joy. Very quickly, my life did start to change. If I can, it's the one set of beliefs, the one mindset shift that I can attribute to the last few years and the changes that have occurred. That, you know, there has been, I do attract money differently these days. I do attract more awesome, loving experiences. I am more me today than I have ever been. And if I think about it, it all goes back to that one shift, that one moment that says, I need to do this differently and I need to let go of the struggle. So I bring this to you today. I bring it to you today because what I want for you is for you to know yourself, the fullest expression of who you are in the likeness of the divine. Who is your spirit? You know, how do you know yourself in the spirit of who you are with the experience of love and joy? Because with all of that, one, I know that the moment that you embrace and invoke that aspect of you, who you are, that is your spirit, when it's aligned with the energy of the divine, it results in the emotions of love and joy. You don't have to try. All you need to do is just align yourself, and that comes down to choice. It comes down to mindset. It comes down to choosing spirit. It comes down to choosing love. It comes down to choosing joy of every moment, every day. And when you do those things, there are a couple of things that happen. One, you naturally create more peace. You create more happiness. You bring about more joyful experiences, more loving experiences in your life. Another thing that happens is you naturally align yourself with your soul's plan. Your soul knows. And when you choose and invoke joy, love, and spirit, it brings about your soul plan. It opens up your intuition more. You start listening more within. And you are then aligning yourself with your destiny. You are co-creating with the universe to a greater degree. And this is really ultimately what I call the joygasm effect. You're unfolding that in your life, and it's what God wants for you. It's what I want for you. And it's why I'm bringing this here today for you. So I hope you'll love the joygasm effect as much as I do, and you'll want it in your life. And therefore, this podcast show is really about the soul conversations that I'll have with you, that my guests will have with you, to inspire that in your life, to inspire that soul conversation in your life every day, to bring about the joy, the love, connect you with your spirit to a greater degree, and unfold your soul's plan and how you co-create with the universe. That ultimately is what the joygasm effect is all about. So thank you for being here, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to live my life's work by doing this. Thank you. Welcome back. And now let's talk a little about the insights and the universal energy that 2017 is going to hold for us. Okay, so in 2016, many of us were presented with a significant shift that moved us closer to achieving your dreams. I know that that was true for me, and I'm sure I'll tell you more about that over the coming episodes, but I know it allowed me to absolutely be more me, and it created the freedom for me to be more me. It meant letting go of how other people wanted me to live. It meant walking away from a 26-year marriage, and it was a lot of difficult change, but all of it absolutely necessary for me to be living against my soul's plan. And I know, and therefore unfolding my destiny, and I know that if it's happening for me, it's happening for many of you too. You know, so I want you to have a think about, can you recognize that in your life? Can you recognize where 2016 presented you with a shift that allowed you to step closer towards your dreams and your destiny? Just take a moment to ponder that in your life, and how did that show up for you? Now, it's important to recognize that, because in 2017, we are going to be building upon that. You're going to be just taking the next step up the ladder towards those dreams, towards those goals. So it's another foundational year. And I know in the Soul Magic personal forecast that I do at this time of year, many people, I'm tapping into the fact that many people are going to encounter 2017 as another foundational year. So it's like you're building another row of bricks on the house that you're building. So you're adding on to what 2016 presented. And I know one of the things that I feel is that 2016, 2017, and 2018 all combine together to tell a story. It's like the 3 years are really all part of the same journey. They're the same book, same chapter, whatever you want to call it. And 2017 is going to present a seismic shift in your heart and allowing. It's almost like, you know, the 2016 and almost like the first half of 2017 is building you there. It's bringing you into it. And then in the middle of 2017, there's a seismic shift in your heart. And from that point forward, you're actually living what you've been meaning to live. You know, it's sort of like you're working towards it now. And then as we move into the second half of 2017 and really more 2018, there's a feeling of you're there, you're doing it. So what's really important, it's imperative that you keep leading with your heart this year right now. You know, you don't want to be shifting into any fear or doubt or shutting that heart space down in any way. So keep working towards keeping it open. If you're in a space of healing, keep working towards that. You know, keep working with that healing. Keep opening your heart. Keep staying true to you. That's really the key. You know, we are going to see in 2017 a continuation of the energy that's been bringing out our truth and our authenticity. That's what's been happening on a global level, you know, and on personal levels. The universal energy is guiding us to bring about more truth, to bring about more authenticity. It's happening in our own personal lives, and it's happening on a global scale as well. So we're going to continue to see upheaval, because, you know, right now, evolutionary on a collective, we've got that truth and authenticity trying to come through, but we've got a well of resistance in the energy of as well. And that's what's creating conflict. We're going to continue to see upheaval with governments and politics. businesses failing. We're going to continue to see those things. But what they are all doing is allowing more truth, integrity, and authenticity to come through. And that's the stuff of our spirit. That's where our spirit lies, in that stuff. Our spirit has those attributes just naturally, inherently. So it really is a collective battle of wills against the spirit and the ego playing out. And we're going to continue to see that unfold in 2017. You know, we're on that evolutionary journey where the spirit is trying to rise up and take more control. And while I think it may never happen in our lifetime, that's ultimately what we're seeing happen. So all the hardship and all the conflict that we see, and the the trouble that we see in a lot of, on a global scale, has a lot to do with that. We're being led to question how we do things. You know, the spirit of the collective consciousness is guiding us to question. That's what's happening, and that's what's happening in your own personal life. So let's bring it down to that, because, you know, question how you're living. If it's not serving you, let it go. That's what we're being told to do. So it's the things like the jobs that are not aligned with our spirit. It's the relationships or friendships that no longer serve our spirit, that they in some way do not speak to your authenticity. So it's let them go, continue to walk away from them if need be, you know, send those people off with love and understanding, and just know that as you do, you're closing one door and opening another door for new friendships and new relationships, new jobs to walk in, new colleagues, new people to walk in that is in some way more aligned with the truth of who you are and your spirit. We're going to continue to see more of that. We're going to, any financial challenges is often about asking you to question how you're living your life. You know, can you make changes? Can you make differences? The same with, you know, if you lose your job, redundancies, all of those are perfect opportunities to sit there and say, okay, how do I really want to live this aspect of my life going forward? What's in my heart? You know, and I think that's where 2017 is going to continue to give us those kind of opportunities. We just need to see it in that way. So one of the things that I did is there's a tremendous potential in more healing in 2017. And I uncovered this by drawing, I work with a set of self-created insight cards. They're called Spirit Guide Wisdom cards. They're the only cards that I tend to work with on a regular basis. And what they will do is, it was the snake that presented when I called this one out. And I really was putting all this information into my weekly Soul Magic Oracle newsletter. And there's a huge potential for healing, that the heart, it's the heart of, on a personal level, on a global scale, is going to transcend itself a little evolutionary this year. It means we're going to take greater steps to live from the heart to a greater degree. That's the journey that we're on, and 2017 is going to continue to present those opportunities for us. So look for those personally and globally. I know that if you do work with any spiritual energies such as the angelic realm, spirit guides, whatever, however your source manifests for you, whether it's your higher self, which for me is a lot of that in a lot of ways, you'll be supported. It will lift you up to achieve all of this. So Be mindful of where you're stepping into fear and doubt. Be conscious of leading with the heart. That will be giving you the greatest potential to achieve what 2017 has in store for you. And remember, it's about unfolding more truth and integrity. So I'm going to leave that there with you today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next exciting episode. But before we do, I have one question for you, and it's a question I'm always going to sign off with. And that question is, how are you going to achieve your joygasm this week? You know, think about it. It's all about how you feel. Be conscious. Think about how you can go out and experience joy this week. So how is your joygasm? And by all means, drop past my Facebook, where you'll find me, Kerry Waring, and let me know how joy showed up in your life this week. So God bless.